Out west in Colorado, contractors are shelving projects because they can't hire enough construction workers. The industry's labor shortage is a problem across the country, and it comes at a time when Donald Trump has promised to put people to work with a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. Michael Gifford is CEO of the Associated General Contractors of Colorado. He's on the line from Denver. And Michael, does Trump's plan make sense to you?
Well, I think if you look at it from the macro level, it's a great observation that, you know, we really built a lot of our modern infrastructure back in the 50s. And if you count, that's like, if I do my math right, that's over 60 years old, heading towards 70 years old. And so whether it's underground and you can't see it, like a water or sewer system, or it's above ground, like a road or a bridge, I think Americans intrinsically know that we need to rebuild that to remain a strong and powerful economy.
And good for your businesses like the ones you advocate for.
It will be, because things are all connected. Buildings operate with a water line and a sewer line and a power line and an internet line and a road. It would be very good for the construction industry, and we'll need to get ramped up if that plan's going to come into place, and we're hopeful that it does.
Yeah, and you've got an interesting perspective there where you are in Colorado. It's a relatively new state. It's growing fast. What kind of investment would you sort of be on your wish list in Colorado there if this plan were to be able to go forward?
So, you know, we've had about a $7 billion investment in one of the largest light rail and commuter rail systems, a transit system in the country. So we're pretty good. We're opening four lines this year, but our roads are past capacity, so we need to do some widening there, both Interstate 70 and Interstate 25, and then water storage as well, because we've got a growing population. So that would be your dams and your conveyance systems for water. So it's more the roads, bridges, and the water and sewer.
It's an interesting time to be having this conversation, because the construction industry in your state is having some pretty significant challenges. You're in the midst of a major worker shortage. What's going on there? How bad is it?
So if you go back to 2007 to get some perspective, we had about 176,000 construction workers in the state. Then we had what we call the Great Recession, and we had about a 40% drop. And so we've added 60,000 plus employees over the last 5 years, about a 10% growth rate. And now we're at the point where we physically are building everything that we can build, and we're employing a number of different techniques to get more employees and also be more productive.
Are contractors having a hard time getting people to job sites, though? And what does that mean for timelines? I mean, are projects getting delayed, that sort of thing?
You know, we have a really good conversation with every owner about what a timeline would be. So some will decide to delay their project. Some will decide to pay for overtime. Doing more offsite modular construction in warehouses in different parts of the country that have a lower or a higher unemployment rate, and then shipping things in, we're employing all those things. But yes, in some cases, we are having delayed schedules. We could build more projects if we had more people, although we have a couple new recruitment programs that are really bearing some fruit. And we're spending about $1 million this year on recruiting employees we brought on staff, and then also internet ads, billboards, buses, light rail. You can hardly escape our ads asking you to go to buildcolorado.com if you're in Denver.
Sure. And all of these adjustments, these changes that you're making, drive up the price of construction.
They do. So construction costs have gone up quite a bit. And so some projects, you know, fall by the wayside, at least temporarily, when you have that spike in costs, especially real-time labor costs.
Well, look, it is a nationwide problem. I'm looking at a survey from August that was put out by the National Associated General Contractors, the group you're affiliated with there in Denver. It says that two-thirds of contractors across the country are having a hard time filling hourly construction jobs. So my question to you is, let's say Trump does invest big in infrastructure over the next couple of years. Will we have the workforce to pull it off?
Here's the truth is, if you're going to do infrastructure, what we learned from past efforts is not everything is quote unquote shovel ready. Owners don't just design things and put them on the shelf when they have no hopes of funding them. And so if we come in with a big infrastructure plan, there will be a kind of design blueprint, if you will, type of period to get things ready to build. And that's the time that we'll be even doubling down on our efforts to get more individuals into the construction industry. But, you know, we spent 30 years getting to the point that we are, you know, removing the industrial arts or a shop from the high school classes, and those are starting to come back. But, you know, we're not going to catch up all of that at once, so we're doing a lot of other things to recruit people that are underemployed. That's really the main strategy right now. There are people to do the work, but we're going to have to recruit them from other places where they may be making minimum wage right now, and recruit them and then train them on the job for these projects. So it'll be a challenge. You know, the question is, for the overall economy, will there be enough workers to serve all the industries? And that's, you know, that's probably a separate question.
Michael Gifford is the president and CEO of the Associated General Contractors of Colorado. Michael, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.